Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
To the Good Day program for a couple of weeks. If you have been off or off the mark, whatever the circumstances, here we are to put things back together again. 7 after the hour. It's Monday morning, January the 5th. Yes, you have. Hey, 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 we're here. Hey, 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 hey. All right, so Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen are here. Jen is in Brownsville. No, it's not in Brownsville. Brooksville. No, not in Brooksville. In
San Bernardino.
That's it, Bernardino. As opposed to the Four Tops and Bernadette. So the usual thing over the weekend is to go through the top 10 talk topics on our poll at DougSteffen.com. Instead of doing it for the past week, we did it for the past year because that's the tradition. We start the year, end the year. You know, it's the same old stuff. Pretty much every media outlet or news media outlet or anything connected to the news has to feel like we're reviewing. Got to go back and rehash the old crap over and over again. So just for the heck of it, looking at the results here, because the circumstances are different when we look at, well, the items don't change a whole lot during the year. There's nuance to it, but you know, the usual political stuff. And immigration was the number one item, according to the people who voted at DougSteffen.com. Immigration amnesty, the number one hot button, and not for any positive reason either. So you agree with that? 888-302-3684. We start the new year talking about the old year. I will tell you, I'll reserve my right to avoid as much conversation on this program that regards old stuff as I possibly can. Is that a good promise? I hope I can make good on the promise. Yeah. 18% said Obamacare slash the Affordable Care Act. 16% of you said the battle against ISIS was the most important thing for you for the last year. Politics, 14% of you thought the various political faces and issues were number one. 11% said global warming and the weather. That's interesting in a manner of speaking. 9% said the police protests, the killings of black people by white officers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So here we are, back again with the same thing. The mayor at the second funeral of the second police officer. What I don't understand is why did it take them 2 weeks to bury these guys? They had one funeral last week, the week before last, and then one last weekend. Why did it take so long? Why didn't the guys were killed? That was well over 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? Why
probably,
spread it out?
Well, I mean, this is that the family.
What? Why? Huh? Say that again.
It's probably up to the family, and they probably had family that they wanted to get to New York to be there.
In most circumstances, unless there's some sort of celebrity involved, the funerals for people are held. The tradition in most religions, the Jewish religion is you bury them the next day, before sundown the next day, in the ground, or does the Jewish religion frown on cremation?
I think so.
If I knew it, because I always hear about Jewish people being buried and never hear much about them being cremated. Anybody who's Jewish want to add some light to that? 888-302-3684, or if you run a funeral parlor, even better. You can find us a couple of different ways. How about facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show, email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. All right, so anyway, the mayor eulogizes the police officers, and outside the funeral, there are police officers who turn their back. There was another circumstance, I think the wake over the weekend, where the police officers were saluting the mayor because Bill Bratton, who's the commissioner, said, "You boys, tisk, 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 you're being bad boys. Don't do that. It's not polite, not respectful. He's the mayor." So they seem to have had a different attitude on the, well, in the first event, and then the second event they didn't. So under the circumstances, it's exactly this is exasperating, isn't it?
Kara says that the she thought she heard that the officer that was buried this weekend had family in China. Oh. It took them a while to get here.
Get here, right? All right, they didn't fly Air Asia. That was a lousy
still
shot.
Still waiting.
Yeah, right. All right, so what else have you got? Lousier at facebook.com/goodday, Twitter, Good Day Show. What other things? What I know that we sometimes post the top 10 items there as well as on our poll at the website, dougsteffen.com. So what do we have for comments on things like immigration, like politics, like the slayings, like global warming, like Obamacare, where there are reports or some informational items that you want to pass along from those circumstances, at least social media-wise, Kenny?
Really only just one comment from Jay. He took a kind of a shot at a lot of these things. He said there are very few of these events that will have any bearing on everyday life. The presidential election is a long way off. We're not likely to get Ebola here in the U.S. The battle against ISIS is our own fault for funding them to begin with. And he says immigration amnesty will be found unconstitutional by any fair court.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, right, we have to hope that they can fix the Affordable Care Act.
Well, that's fair enough, isn't it?
Sure.
Under the circumstances, yeah. That's very fair. I'm with you on that. 888-302-3684. The weather will be something people are talking a lot about this week because I don't see any polar vortex in any of these descriptions. I just see cold, cold, cold. Southern California and the Southeast had their shot at it last week. What was the coldest temperature you had there in San Diego last week, Kenny?
I think we got down into the upper 30s at night.
Upper 30s, which is 10 degrees off what normally it might be at this time of year, right?
Yeah,
upper 40s, low 50s at night there, yeah. All right. So the cold, the snap that kind of curled around and had its way through the Southeast sort of floated back up through the central Midwest and across the, now that pretty much the whole area. I think they're leaving, I'm looking around here, looks like some cold weather is forecast for all of the East Coast for 3 or 4 days this week. We're expected here in Massachusetts to be down in the teens during the day on Thursday, in the 30s today, was in the 50s yesterday, 30s today, 20s tomorrow, teens the next day because of this. And they call it, what do they just call it? We used to call it the Montreal Express. When there's wind and cold, stay home. If you're not healthy, if you are healthy, you're just it's another day. California, here I come. California, as long as it's warming up, Ken, you got to warm it up. Our poll today is representative of the weather, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because there are a lot of people who have gotten a lot more snow so far in very strange places like Southern California. There was snow, and some of the areas, if you go into the mountain regions, you go across to Nevada and Arizona and the even lower, the 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 feet, we never see any snow. There was a lot of that over the last 3 or 4 days. So the question does apply to most of us. This winter, snow. How much have you gotten so far? A, over a foot. If you're in northern New York State, yep. B, between 6 inches and a foot. Yep, where I am, that's the number. C, less than 6 inches. D, just a dusting. E, none yet. F, it hasn't snowed here in years. Where would that be? Where would it be? Huh? Where you are. It hasn't snowed in decades. It's just a weird kind of weather. And that, interesting enough, back to global warming and the weather, 11%. Now, last year at the same time, we wouldn't have had, I don't think we'd have had that kind of result for that poll. There's always the agitation. There's always the political focus. There's always the things that are necessary to kind of keep that industry going, because it is. It's an industry. The global warming groups have created an industry. It's kind of like there's certain things in the politics of healthcare that have become an industry. It isn't. We know that the Affordable Health Care Act was not about health. It was about insurance. Hasn't made healthcare better. In fact, it's made it worse. So, but there's that. There's an industry in there, or two or three. There's an insurance sub-industry that came about as a result of that bill. There are healthcare sub-industries. That is paperwork. People who are working on records and computer systems. You know what I mean? So there are separate industries that come out of all of these things, and that certainly has been the case with the global warming or weather business, as it were. Thoughts, opinions, as we begin the new. I hope you had a good, if you've been gone for a couple of weeks, I hope you had a good couple of weeks back in the saddle, back to our efforts to bring you conversation that's stimulating and aimed at mostly a different point of view. There are those who want to share points of view that are similar to what the mainstream is. What I'm interested in is more getting you to think about what the mainstream doesn't think, and what perhaps, because that's not really the way I think. It may be the way that Rich McFadden thinks, or Jennifer Horn, or Ken Kessler. I don't know, Kenny, you're not exactly a traditionalist. Would you say that you, most of us have a mind of our own for sure, but there's a lot of similarity and I say this lovingly, a lot of the things that Jennifer will say and Richie will say are somewhat predictable. Would you say that's fair? That's not an accusation.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so, and that's certainly not a slam against them.
And because they're not here to protect themselves. Hooray! See, that's what you get for not being here, to protect yourself. Yeah. All right, it's 18 after a good day.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was. Nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to compensation. Xarelto is a prescribed blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. Doctors have discovered they were unable to control or reverse serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, or stroke after taking Xarelto, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim, so call now for a free consultation. 800-630-6720. 800-630-6720. This is an advertisement, not attorney paid spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, San Diego, California.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Many know Ed Shames as one of the Band of Brothers in World War II and a decorated American hero. But at the start of the war, he considered becoming a Canadian fighter pilot.
Canada had ads in newspapers and magazines. They were looking for Spitfire fighter pilots. And, of course, at that time, they would take somebody out of the kindergarten if they thought they could qualify.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Ed Shames, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among...
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
DougStefan.com, another reason to love this lady. She spent a good part of last month checking out her fans on social media, and she sent them Christmas presents with personal messages. Some were actually delivered by her in person. This is the video is about 6 minutes long. It doesn't make any sense if you don't see it. We have, you can play back the audio, but the song is a better reference. Here's a very interesting lady who so gets all of what goes on today, Kenny. This is what they call getting it in just in plaid, if you will. Just someone who really understands what she's doing, writing songs, performing songs, promoting her songs. She's the perfect business model. She is. She's the perfect entrepreneur, yeah.
And unlike so many of the other pop stars that you see getting into trouble or doing ridiculous things, she seems genuinely grateful to her fans for listening to her music.
Yeah. The interesting, she does seem to have an interesting spirit about her with regard to men. That's the only thing that sort of, and it isn't, I don't find it to be dissuading or off-putting at all. She's a healthy young woman who likes men, and she has proven that about, a dozen times in not only the men, and she's, only 24, so she had a lot of experience in the last, 4 or 5 years. She seems to have tied in with some of the bigger names in entertainment and music, has she not?
I don't know that they have been particularly big names. There may have been a couple of them.
Mayor.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, she has dated a bit.
Mm-hmm. And one of the Kennedy kids, she bought a house down in the Cape to be close to him for a while. She has made a lot of money, and she seems to be in charge. Not that that's unusual. Well, I'm not suggesting that something unusual, but in terms of how she, and it's really nobody's business, but yet somehow or other that story or type of story inculcates its way into our lives, does it not? It just finds its way into the conversation, and so under the circumstances you wonder, okay, what is there that's new and gossipy? We have become a gossip culture thanks to the TMZs of the world, the People magazines of the world. What are some of the other, in print is People magazine, I think, and the Us magazines, that sort of thing. Yeah, are there others that are better than that? Probably don't have as much circulation. What are some of the other? And the TMZ, I'm waiting for TMZ to come out with a magazine. They don't have an online magazine that I know of. They certainly have plenty of online presence. The television show they do every day is one of the most popular syndicated shows in the country. And it's all about, it's the gotcha journalism. It isn't really, I guess you call it journalism. It's that gotcha style. The people who are, they have a camera crew that's stationed at LAX. Anytime anybody comes off of a plane, they run around, okay, there's somebody stationed at United, somebody stationed at Delta, somebody stationed at American, somebody stationed at all of the, there's six terminals, somebody's at all of them, and when somebody gets off of a plane that's of note, whoosh, there's a camera. Hey, Fred, what do you think about today's snowstorm in Southern California? You know, whatever it is, right? But that's the mentality, that's the interest level, and so there's so many people who don't handle it well. Taylor Swift does. She handled it very, very well.
Yes.
Good for her. 28 past the hour. This is Doug Steffens. Good day.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-930-8375. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Indeed, Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now. 800-930-8375. 800-930-8375. That's 800-930-8375.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services discount. Right before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Kenny and I, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. Jen Jen has taken a short trip to San Bernardino. And then Richie, for whatever the reason, I don't understand, Kara, why you're there and why Richie's not there. Not that I need to know that. Probably not important. But it seems strange not to have Richie's voice there to annoy us.
I can pretend to have his voice if you want.
Yeah, right. No, that's okay. All right, so here's a story that has to be considered maybe the best news of the day. It certainly is good news. It's one of those head-scratchers. The story of a 7-year-old girl who walked away from a plane crash that killed 4 people, including a couple of children. Southwest Kentucky, the location. State police say that they were called after the girl showed up at the home of a Lyon County resident, which is about a 2-hour drive southwest of Louisville, saying she had survived a plane crash. The girl, identified as, did I find her name or did I not? At one point in time, she was not identified, so I'm trying to horse around and find her name. I didn't find it. She indicated to the police that she believed her family was dead, and she hoped that they were just sleeping, said the state police representative. I was literally just struck by how calm she was. That's what the policeman said.
Her name is Sailor
Gutzler. Yes, I just found the camera. Thank you. Her name is Sailor Gutzler. She had a broken bone in her wrist. That was it.
Wow.
She tried lighting a glow torch to help illuminate her way out of the dense woods where the plane crashed, but it didn't work. What a miracle this is. Would you say she was a brave girl?
Yeah.
What an amazing, and I'm looking at pictures now that came in late yesterday of the plane wreck itself, one of those little small planes. But she is the story here, navigating the thick trees, the briars, the bushes. She's 7 years old. Was a Piper PA-34. Nobody knows yet what happened. Doesn't appear anybody knows what happened. But what they know is that she, was not dressed up particularly well, wearing shorts, short-sleeve shirt. Temperature was 38 degrees. Family was headed to their hometown of Nashville, Illinois, from a vacation in Florida. Nashville, Illinois is southern central. Did you see a picture of her? She looks like a little angel.
Yeah.
Look at that. What a beautiful young girl. Well, anyway, the
looks like her parents, her sister, and a cousin were in the plane.
Yeah, yeah. And she just had a broken wrist.
Wow.
There's something about what we cannot understand. Isn't that what happens to people in circumstances like this? Why? What is her life supposed to be about? The fact that she survived and all the rest of them didn't. Family friend described the fellow who was the pilot, Marty Gutzler, as a meticulous, knowledgeable pilot. He was certified flight instructor. He loved to fly. Didn't have a conversation with him without having some reference to flying. Both Marty and Kimberly Gutzler were killed in the plane crash. They'd spent the holidays, imagine spending the holidays that way. How many of those planes do you think there are in this country? Thousands of people
sure.
own either their own plane or a portion. They have sometimes, they share owners. Some people buy half stock or half interest in one of those planes. And those planes cost, a couple hundred thousand bucks. How much can you buy on the used market? One of those little planes for about $100,000 would buy an interest in a significantly not over the top used plane, but maybe even less money than that. I don't know. I've loved to fly, and I took a flying lesson last year, and I want to have more. I don't know that I've often thought if I had lots and lots of money, I'd want to own my own plane, but I don't want to fly it. Have somebody else fly it. But I just thought that in its way was a wonderful way for us to give thanks for even if you don't know, there's some reason that she survived. Wouldn't it be interesting to follow her life for the next 20, 30, 40 years to see what it amounts to, what she does with it? 888-302-3684. All right, so that's about life. Many of you may remember a country, this is not a country, scratch country, a Western artist, the old country Western world, of which I was a part when I first started my broadcasting career. Can't tell you how many times I've played songs done by Little Jimmy Dickens, who over the weekend passed away at the age of 94. Listen, this is...
Did you ever sleep and put on the bed when the weather was a-whistling cold? When the wind was whistling around the house, the moon was shatter as gold. And you keep your good warm mattress up to Aunt Lizzie and Uncle Fred. Too many kin folks on a bad night, so you went to the foot of the bed. I could always wait till the old folks in and eat the sleeping with grace. The teacher could keep me after school, I'd still have a smile on my face. I could wear the big boy's wore out clothes and let's just have my sled. Well, I always did get my nanny goat to sleep at the foot of the bed.
That's very typical for the Jimmy Dickens. I don't know whether I feel he's special. I remember playing a lot of his music. But one one night, I was invited with a few other talk hosts. We had an old organization called the National Association of Talk Hosts. It was around for, I don't know, about 20 years, I think, in fact. And we had one of our conventions in Nashville. So after we were done, we spent a couple of days. The Grand Ole Opry is live on the stage of the, well, there used to be the, I forget the name of the theater that everybody knows. I can't remember it at the moment. Where the Opry takes place. And okay, thanks, Kara. That's good. So Little Jimmy Dickens was performing, and there were a lot of other big names. Every weekend on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, a lot of the real traditional country singers in Nashville would go on the air, and they'd sing. Ralph Emery, I think, used to be. As a matter of fact, he's the one who brought us over there. So we went to the performance. We were sitting in the front row, and somehow or other, somebody up on stage knew that we were there. So they invited the four of us to come up on stage, and we sang with Little Jimmy Dickens. And if you don't think that was a nightmare and a half, it was very funny. It really was. It was just hilarious. And he was the funniest little guy. I don't think he was 5 feet tall. But he was like a wire. You know how some people that are small, just all wired? He was all wire. He didn't weigh more than 110 pounds, I'm thinking, as well. And the outfits that he wore were just fabulous. Fabulous outfits. Some of those country stars, and even today they do, but not so much. Some of the older characters like him, his line was, "I'm Little Jimmy Dickens or Willie Nelson after taxes." he was funny little guy, and very warm. Just the kind of person that you like. And I remember Skeeter Davis came out on stage when we were there, and she wanted us to sing The End of the World, which she did sing. We didn't enjoy it. I didn't join in, anyway. And because we were there with Ralph Emery, there was a little distance because she had been married to Ralph Emery for a while, and it wasn't a pleasant divorce. And, it was really horrible. For a while after that, Ralph used to come on this program every once in a while, and have chats. He's a very interesting fellow as well. But that is an era. The reason I bring it up is because Little Jimmy Dickens is the end of an era. His demise, his death, I think, signals an end to an era there. Not unlike the passing of Mario Cuomo. There's an end of an era to political... not my best. He was suave. There was a suavite, if there's a word that sounds like that or comes across like that. Mario Cuomo, even though many of us may not have agreed with him, was brilliant and classy and presented. He did a talk program for quite a while in New York after he finished being the governor. He was three-term New York governor, died over the weekend at the age of 82 of what his family says are natural causes. I don't know what that means. He had heart disease. But anyway, he was on for quite a long time. But he was good. He was just very capable. He was terrific. Always galvanized with his thoughts, ideas, and things. I enjoyed listening to him. I didn't like his politics, but I liked listening to him. See, that's the difference. Excuse me. I seem to have a frog in my throat today. I apologize for that. And it was easier for me to cough than hit the cough button. So let's examine this for a minute. My mind is working on the current, current list of people who do talk radio programs, and never mind even talk radio programs, people who are in politics. The way that the political discussions take place today are mostly the reason that I don't do a lot of politics or much, right? I try to stay away from politics, period, on this program because it's so galvanizing. Even though you may know, maybe I'd be smarter not to tell you even what I think. Although most people who do these sorts of things on the air find that their success comes from expressing an opinion. So I'll tell you that I don't like Obamacare, don't much care for Obama's president. Now, I don't care for him at all. And I wouldn't have voted for Mario Cuomo under any circumstances. But what's the difference between somebody like Mario Cuomo, who came across as measured, intelligent, intellectually stimulating, and Harry Reid, who has none of those qualities? Not a one. And I use that on the Democratic side, but on the Republican side, you can find the same sorts of people. Karl Rove, for example, is a nitwit. He doesn't have any, I don't even know why he is looked upon as someone who's stimulating. He's not. And so, but there are those people on either side that present themselves poorly. I shouldn't even have used, maybe I didn't have to use someone like Karl Rove, Mitch McConnell, who is Harry Reid's counterpart, is a nitwit. Has nothing stimulating, no intellectual character, none. For my taste, maybe yours thinks he's a swell guy. He's maybe a swell guy. He just doesn't come across as being a swell guy. And neither does Harry Reid. I'll bet there were plenty of you over the weekend when you heard that Harry Reid was hurt while he was exercising. Said, oh, great, that's good. Which is not appropriate either. Why would you wish somebody ill just because you don't agree with them politically? And that's the point I'm trying to make about Mario Cuomo and the ilk from that era. He's from the Ronald Reagan era. You think Ronald Reagan would have had anything to do with discussions in the political landscape as they're carried out today? Or Tip O'Neill. I use Mario Cuomo. Tip O'Neill is another example. On that side, Ronald Reagan and George Bush, the father. He didn't have anything to do with the kind of political conversations that 20 or 30 years after all these people get out of office seem to be the mainstay. So why can't we go back to that era? Why can't we go back to the time when politics was, yes, a sport and a game, but respectable? I ask you that as we start the new year for you to think about it. It's 12 before the hour. This is a good day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I recently received a letter from my town government requiring me to make an appointment to let tax inspectors tour my home. Not just the outside, but the inside of my home. It made me angry. Many people just assume the government has whatever authority it claims. But I know that the Bill of Rights protects me against such searches without a warrant, issued with probable cause that I'm a criminal. Looking through the lens of liberty, I said no. It turned out, of course, that there was no such law, and the town backed down, but only because someone questioned it. We the people need to constantly resist these endless little intrusions that slowly chip away our liberty. Remember, freedom doesn't begin in the White House. It begins in my house and yours.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well.
And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespeak does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, Monday the 5th is upon us.
Is it Monday?
Yeah, it is Monday. I gotta make sure I know where I am.
Oh yeah.
And what day it is. It is Monday after a couple of weeks of variance for many of you. Tech Talk time. A couple of new radio stations carrying the program this morning. Thank you for being around, trying to figure out what's going on here. This is not necessarily an easy program to follow from the beginning. Because a lot of moving parts. However, be patient and I think you'll find it's entertaining and informative, and that's the important thing. When it comes to information, a lot of technology buffs are interested in Shelley Palmer, who is a well-known reporter on the scene. So he is, in essence, here today to talk with you about how to find information online quicker than ever before by activating the OK Google feature on your Chromebook. That's coming up, plus a report from the Consumer Electronics Show, which starts today in Las Vegas. That's all here on Good Day.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at a store near you or twiningsusa.com.
today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. If you own a Chromebook, searching for something on Google just got a lot more convenient. Chromebook users have always been able to search by saying, OK, Google, as long as they were on a new tab in the Chrome browser. Google recently expanded that feature by bringing OK Google Search to the rest of Chrome OS. As long as your Chromebook is powered on and connected to the Internet, you'll be able to find that recipe you've been looking for or figure out who our 22nd president was quicker than ever. The feature isn't enabled by default, though, so here's what you'll need to do to activate it. Open your browser and type Chrome:// flags. Then check the Enable Hot Word Hardware option box. You'll see a pop-up notification that helps train your Chromebook to recognize your voice. Google will ask you to repeat the words OK Google a few times so it knows what to listen for. Then just say OK Google whenever you want to search. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Tonight, the two words you've been dying to hear.
You're fired.
NBC Celebrity Apprentice is back and as crazy good as ever.
She's a drama queen without a crown.
Featuring Geraldo Rivera, Lisa Gibbons, Gilbert Gottfried, Vivica A. Fox, and Keisha Knight Polio, Johnny Damon and Tara Lowen, Captain Sig Hansen from Deadliest Catch, Ian Ziering, Lorenzo Lama, two Olympic gold medalists, one Jonas brother, and two Real Housewives.
My butt is real, unlike hers.
Don't miss the all-new Celebrity Apprentice tonight on NBC.
This week, over 160,000 techies have swarmed into the massive Las Vegas Convention Center for the International Consumer Electronics Show. Among them is my friend Holland Cook.
Look who else is here. Dr. Phil is speaking at the CES Digital Health Summit. Neil Young is speaking out passionately about high-resolution music. He's irked about MP3 files, which he says are not the whole song. With 2 million square feet of stuff to see, attention is currency. So exhibitors here pay big bucks for famous faces. Curtis 50 Cent Jackson is signing autographs in the SMS audio booth. Stars from Sci-Fi Channel's Ascension and Battlestar Galactica are here for ElectroBit, a company that makes the innards of new tech dashboards. Someone from The Biggest Loser is introducing Brookstone's Body Form Roller. And, of course, Ryan Seacrest is here. And those are just the names they've announced. Conference super sessions are notorious for one-upping each other with surprise walk-ons. In recent years, Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks and Morgan Freeman and other stars have ambled on stage to banter with CEOs introducing new products, over 20,000 of which will debut here. And I'll tell you what's cool and hot and newer and smaller and smarter all this week here and at SurvivalSpeech.com. In Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook. For good day.
Thank you. There's a couple of iPhone users who have initiated a class action lawsuit against Apple, according to a story that we have at DougSteffen.com today. They claim the company misrepresented the phone's storage capacity after users upgrade to the new iOS 8 operating system on iPhone 5S's and 6's and 6 Plus devices. Any merit to this? Paul Orshin and Christopher Endara filed a complaint in a California court last week, Kenny.
There could be because Apple is trying to force people to use their cloud, so the new operating system takes up a lot of room, and you're not going to have room for your pictures and music and stuff unless you put it on the cloud now.
The complaint alleges that Apple failed to inform its users that installing all this stuff would take up a lot of space, as Kenny suggested. Check out the story at DougSteffen.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is
the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.